We have just under 1 million gallons of hot natural springs water that flows into the pool.
That's Patrick Rondinelli, the city administrator for Ouray. He's giving me a tour of the Ouray Hot Springs pool.
There's always been ponds in the early years that were in this location. And then finally, in the late 1920s, a formal swimming pool was built on this very site. And it's been maintained in that condition in some variation. You know, there's been some changes made to it, but basically in this same very site all these years.
Rondinelli says Ouray closes the pool in the spring for about a week to clean it and do basic repairs. The pool attracts about 135,000 visitors a year and is a major tourism draw for the small mountain community.
We're in desperate need to really upgrade this facility. The life cycle of the existing pool and the existing bathhouse have come to an end.
And with the help of a $200,000 grant from the Department of Local Affairs, the city will develop a master plan to reconstruct the pool. This grant is one of more than 500 DOLA gave out over the past 2 years, according to data from Rocky Mountain PBS iNews. Rondinelli calls these severance tax grants critical to Colorado communities.
For a small community our size, those costs to run, for example, a water system are just as much as they are in the bigger cities. We don't have that tax base or that fee base that a lot of those other communities have, and so we really rely on those severance tax dollars to assist us.
He says Ouray has also used the funds to upgrade its water treatment system and repair roads. On the western slope, severance tax projects include funding for a new fire station in Ridgeway, a school-based health clinic in Delta, water line repairs in Lake City, a shooting complex in Palisade, and a recreation center in Montrose.
Tracking the whole history, it's probably going on almost 2 decades of effort to bring a recreation center to Montrose.
That's Ken Sherboneau, the executive director of the Montrose Recreation District. He's at the groundbreaking ceremony for the new center.
So it's going to offer something for every age and every interest. It's really going to make a great contribution to the quality of life in Montrose.
DOLA gave the Recreation District a $1.9 million grant to help build the facility. These funds haven't always been available, though. In 2009, the state froze the severance tax grant program for 4 years because of the recession. DOLA started giving out grants again in 2013. Chantal Unfug, the program's director, says communities that were hoping to get funding put projects on hold. She says once the grants started back up, municipalities had to revise their plans.
Local governments usually plan 4, 5, and 6 years in advance for budgeting for their capital construction. So we're just now starting to see the demand coming back in this last 6 months. In fact, we're now having more than double the demand of the dollars.
Back at the Ouray Hot Springs pool, Rondinelli says it was tough when the state suspended the program. Additionally, this year lawmakers diverted $20 million away from severance tax revenues to cover gaps in the state budget.
You know, that was understandable during those recession years where they pulled a lot of money from the severance tax. They pulled over $150 million at that time.
He says now that the state is doing well, it isn't fair to communities to continue to take those funds away.
It's hard for us to understand when we're still suffering the impacts of that recession and the lack of funding that was there then, and trying to get all those projects that have been delayed and put on the side caught up now, and here we're seeing those funds pulled away again.
Many state lawmakers say severance taxes brought in more revenue than expected. That's why they say it makes sense to use a portion of that money to shore up other parts of the budget. However, that means there will be more competition for available funds. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.